This is the 919 Beer Podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts for the 919 Beer Podcast, Joe Ovius, Adam Eschbaugh, and Wayne Holt.
It's the 919 Beer Podcast. Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Adam Eschbaugh is on vacation. Wayne Holt is here, and we are on location at Southern Peak in Apex. We got Ken Mahalski and Nate Poissant hanging out with us today. Thanks for letting us in, guys.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for coming.
It's clearly a brew day, so I appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time while this is going on. I guess we should start with the obvious. How have things been?
Things have been...
I got a chuckle out of Ken. out of Nate.
Yeah, things have been as good as they can be. We've had a lot of support as far as with all the changes. Obviously, everybody's going through it, but we're going through it as a business, as a small business, and, you know, in our home lives, too. So, I guess with anything, you're always going through changes as a business, just so many changes all at once.
Yeah.
Trying to figure those out and navigate through that. You know, being shut down, we were able to sell cans and working different schedules with our personal lives and then, you know, getting things that we need to get done here. So it's, I think, but
yeah, it's funny you say how things change in business. I've owned my own businesses now for 27 years, and I say every time I figure out the game, they change the rules. And the rules have been changed tremendously here.
Yes. I mean, this is unprecedented, right? How many times we're kind of changing, but it is what it is, and we're figuring it out as best we can.
Yeah, and I think the underlying part to all that is the change in your personal life, too.
Yeah.
Right? We have spouses, we have significant others, we have kids, and all of it's just been turned on its head. So, yeah, it's something everybody's dealing with, and we're kind of learning as we go, as I think a lot of people are. So,
although I would make the argument that I think the kids are more resilient than the adults.
So, 100%.
And at the very least, they could just lose themselves in Minecraft or something like that while we have to go and find new ways to work and whatnot. So I kind of want to let's go back to the beginning of everything starting to shut down in March, because I feel like there's been three or four different things that have happened in the last 3 to 4 months. So when everything got shut down, how did that affect what you had in terms of kegs and how you handled that and how you just kind of had to pivot as soon as you possibly could? How did you guys handle that?
We might be a little unique in our situation in just the size of the brewery that we are. Not that we have a ton of inventory sitting at any given time, which is why we brew as frequently as we do. But yeah, from that standpoint, it was very much, we were fortunate a couple years ago to actually purchase a small canner, and that was honestly a godsend for us.
Yeah.
Being able to take any of that inventory that would normally go into kegs and being able to start canning it. Also, we got a stroke of luck in that we actually had probably our largest can inventory that we've ever had in the last 2 years, honestly, when this all kicked off. So as I'm sure many breweries dealt with, the lead time started increasing dramatically to get cans as well, because everybody was pivoting and rather than going into kegs, started going into cans. So for us, we had a little bit of luck when all of it started happening and having that inventory on hand. And obviously not having a huge inventory of kegs that we just are sitting on. So being positioned that way when things are normal, it makes it more difficult for us. But I guess for this situation, it kind of helped out a little bit in that we didn't have to just sit on beer and a lot of beer for that matter.
And when phase two went into effect, however long ago that was, because we're still in phase two and you guys could actually open up, what was the response? Because the unique thing, because we've taught you all in the past, the unique thing about your location is that you're like literally in a neighborhood. So I'm sure that people were jonesing to get the hell out of the house in this area here in Apex. So how was the response with phase two?
Going into it, I mean, we actually took a week. You know, the announcement came out that we could open back up.
Yeah.
Aside from the, you know, the packaging and the curbside and then deliveries, but we took a week to kind of assess, you know, what we needed to do here, get the tap room ready, you know, the extra hand sanitizing station, the board, you know, so we took a good week to, and everybody was ready for us to open up because we were still selling cans.
Of course.
Like, when you can open up,
Right, right.
Like, well, you know, we need to make sure that we've got everything in place that we need to get in place. And like I said, you're automatically on a Friday where you find out like, hey, 50% of your business is back. So instead of just making a jump, and we were still somewhat are very much in can mode, mm-hmm. but making sure. So we took a good week, and then as soon as we opened up, but we feel, you know, we got to capacity. People were coming back out, and but we've been fortunate enough. People have been adhering to the rules as far as, hey, if we don't have any seats, you can't come in.
That's good.
We've got to keep the spacing. So it's been good.
Yeah, I was here, I think, four Saturdays ago. One of my friends was here and texted me, and I came and met her and one of her friends for a beer. By the way, the beer's fantastic.
Thank you.
I don't remember what I had. What am I drinking now? It's an IPA. Which one is it?
So that's one of our new IPAs. It's we had some fun with this one. It's called Really, Really Ridiculously Good-Looking IPA.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if you guys are movie buffs, but
Joe more so than me.
I don't know what that's from.
It's from the movie Zoolander.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's always you know, every time you come out
with it was Blue Steel, then yeah, I totally know
exactly.
What that is. Yeah.
But
so hot right now, so
yeah,
hot.
Every time you come out with a new beer, you know, beer names are
absolutely.
There's a lot of beers out there, right? A lot of beer names are already taken. So
yeah.
I think we just off the cuff kind of said it's a really, really good IPA and then just kind of went from there.
It's funny you mentioned that. There was a tweet that was making the rounds a couple weeks ago before I went on vacation that was funny. And it was just big beer brand, this is beer.
Yeah.
Right? Here's your beer.
Sure.
And then it was craft beer. And they changed the font into like a cursive. He's like, three brothers gathered around one day.
Yeah,
and and they were coming up with ridiculous names. But it is funny how there is an expectation that you do have to have name for
right.
this kind of stuff. But you know what? I'm down with that. If you have a little fun with it, it's why
yeah,
not,
that
right?
Yeah, that one we had fun with. And then the one you're having is, we just went simple with that. It's a house lager, so it's...
But you notice, for a person like me...
Right.
Anytime I see house in front of it...
Sure.
I associate that as the... This is the stuff that the people here are probably drinking
right.
on a pretty consistent basis, so
yep.
it's probably good. Like, it's meant to just be something to enjoy. That's why I immediately gravitated towards that name. I went, you got a house lager?
Yeah.
Let me give that a shot, right? And it's very good. It's easy drinking. I mean, you guys are nursing yours. I'm just pounding mine at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, because I got the IPA. But what else here a couple of weeks? I think I got the tropical, and I'm not sure what else I got. I got two different beers that day. Because it had been a little while since I'd been here. But it was a Saturday afternoon. It was about 4 o'clock when I got here. You had a food truck. And then I think about 5, another food truck rolled in. But it was a steady, it was a good crowd when I got here. I was able, because my friends had a table, I was able to come in and get a seat.
Sure.
But I was here for a couple hours, and it was still busy when I left. And I think that's kind of been every brewery I've been to. It's been a steady group of people, and you are right here in the Villages of Apex.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, there's several hundred houses, apartments walkable to this, so it's got to help. People don't have to get in a car, and they can get out.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, you know, was ready to get out, do something, you know, as they ease back into it. And
hey, honey, I'm going for a walk 3 hours later. Oh, I'm back.
But, yeah, so it's but it's been good. So, we, you know, obviously we have our IPAs. We've got three on tap now, but, you know, we do most of our beer styles are the traditional German beers, a lot of lagers.
What's your number one seller? I mean, I know the Midnight Conductor we've talked about many times before in the past, and
yep.
as we walked in the door, there was a guy, I think, coming to pick some up. So is that still one of your top sellers?
Well, IPAs are first.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on...
You hear that, Adam, right? Adam. Remember that.
Yeah, so...
Hey, man, the man's on vacation. Leave him alone.
No.
So last week, new beer okay. releases. So new beer releases and IPAs. But after we go into that, our Peak City Pilsner is probably our second most
yeah.
popular. The house lager's coming pretty popular. They're very approachable beers, so I mean...
So you said something there that I want to drill down on just a little bit. Your new release. How often, because we've talked about this a lot of times on the podcast, that everybody's after what's new, what have you done for me lately? They don't want to drink that, you know, something you did that, even though it may be a staple, they tend to go for the new. How often are you releasing new IPAs or other products?
Yeah, so up to this point, we were trying to do it once a month, but I think our last new release has probably been mid-shutdown, so
okay.
maybe March now, right? So when everything happened, we kind of put the brakes on production a little bit. trying to get a true handle on inventory and the volume that would actually be moving out of here, not really knowing that. So
some of these you're just bringing back. I mean, you brew it, you run out, then you just bring it back.
Correct.
Which I like, because one of the things I don't like doing is going to a brewery, and because I live in downtown Cary, Bond is my watering hole, because I'm 3 blocks from Bond. And I'll go in there, and the thing that I've been drinking for the last 8 weeks is now no longer on there, and I've got to go search through and find something else. And like they're local, they don't always use the same hop build each time, so it's different.
Yeah, it always changes.
It always
right?
changes. So I'm like, okay, I'm really dialing on this one now, and then it changes, and they go to something else. So so I like the idea of bringing the same thing back for the people that really dial in on it.
Yeah, and again, through this whole process, you're kind of relearning what the business is. You think you've got it locked in after 4 years, and then something like this comes along, and you're kind of relearning and everything. What you thought, your processes you had down, your brew schedules you had down, the volumes that you're selling out of your tap room, you're selling in distribution, mm-hmm. all that goes out the window. So, yeah, it's been quite the learning curve for us. But the first focus was bring back, like you were saying, some of the staples that we actually burn through our inventory in, and then hopefully we're getting back to that process of every month, maybe every 2 months, of having that new release to just help fill out the offerings.
Pre-COVID, how much of your brew, how much of your product was actually distribution? I mean, I guess you're selling the restaurants, things
20%.
Like that. 20%. Okay, so not a whole lot.
So, yeah, I mean, when you build a business model on tap room,
yeah.
and that tap room is shut down,
right?
You know, you pucker up a little bit.
I was going to say, it's interesting you mentioned that because, you know, we've been doing this podcast how long now?
6 year anniversary was a couple of weeks ago, okay. maybe. I don't know.
So when we first started doing this podcast 6 years ago, the impression that I got was a lot of the breweries that were starting up wanted to get as far and wide as they could, right? And then something flipped in the last like 2 years where it was, wait a minute, we're not making, there's so much shelf space to get to compete with, and you got the cost of canning and advertising, et cetera, that they actually found themselves, like those who did not focus on premises were realizing they were missing out on a lot of money. So you guys have kind of been like that from the jump, where it's been, hey, we're here in a neighborhood, show up, get our beer. It works when that's when the trend was going, but then when you can't show up places, yeah, that's when things end up going in a completely different direction. But I mean, it's not going to stay like that. So I guess the thing now that you guys and a lot of other places are doing is like, let's just tread water until we can kind of get back to being able to do what we were normally doing. Because I think for the most part, people are jonesing to do it once there's that all clear.
I mean, just look at the beach.
I mean, I was at the beach last, right. you know, I was in the Outer Banks all of last week, but we went to the Outer Banks as a strategic decision.
Yeah, but you got family down there, so you didn't have to worry about staying in a hotel, right?
Or No. We rented a house.
Oh, did you? Okay.
What I'm saying is, when you're staying in Salvo, that's out of the way.
Yeah.
That's not Wake County.
Yeah,
no, and
exactly.
It's not Carolina Beach, and it's not Wrightsville.
It ain't Wrightsville.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to be strategic about that. But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you should be able to go out and hang out and do the thing. Like, I went to Nag's Head.
Yeah.
I went to Fish Heads there in South Nag's Head, where it's all outdoors, and they had stuff evenly spaced, and the servers had masks on. You know, they make you wear a mask while you're inside, kind of walking through if you got to go to the bathroom or whatever. If you all do the things that you're supposed to do, then it's fine. And
yeah,
I think that's cool to hear that people have been doing that coming here.
Yeah, I think for me, just in the little bit of travels I've done, and I've not been a whole lot of places, there are a lot of them. The vast majority are doing it the right way. They're spacing, requiring the mask, have the sanitation station as you walk in the door, all these things. But then there's those few. I just left one an hour ago. You walk in and it's status quo. Like nothing ever happened. I open up the door, look around like, nope, I'm good here. I'm just going to head back and go eat lunch somewhere else.
Sure.
Because that's, I don't get how and why they do that.
Yeah, I mean, we've taken every step that we can, and we continue to, and obviously there's new stuff coming out every day. It seems like on further measures that you can take or new information. But we've been fortunate in having the community that has been supporting us through this. You know, to both your points of people wanting to get back out and trying to get some sense of normalcy, but also being respectful about it. But I hope that we can get back to things quicker rather than later. But honestly, I think it's up in the air right now.
Yeah, I agree. And this is probably a place where we normally ask you, say, hey, what do you have coming up? You know, what events do you have planned? And, you know, what have you got for the fall? Or what festivals are you doing? But I'm pretty sure the answer is you don't.
You don't.
Because you can't plan anything because you don't know what the next day is going to hold.
That's right.
Even last week we canceled Beercana based on, it's October, middle of October. I think it was October 10th. But we don't know what October is going to look like. So it just made sense. I mean, that's, you guys plan events. It takes weeks, sometimes months, to put a quality event together, especially if it's a big open house, not open house, but an anniversary party, things like that. So that's the one thing I think we're missing at the breweries is that huge draw. Beer's community, right?
I mean, that's why we exist.
Yeah, right.
Craft a return a community. I mean, that's what we've said since day one. And, you know, so many of our events are with, whether it's local charities or local businesses. And like you said, that time to try to plan it, you know, we just were talking with one small business last Friday and trying to figure out what we could plan to try to, you know, help both businesses, and everything's so up in the air, it's very difficult to try to do something like that.
So you had a lot of time to hang out. You know, you're stuck at home, you're stuck here making beer, things like that. Have you got, how wild have you gotten with maybe some recipes or like some ideas that, like, you got your IPAs, obviously, and you got your ales and your lagers, everything else. But have you thought, because you have the idle time, hey, why don't we make this? Let's see what happens.
I think, like, to Nate's point, we're trying to, after we went through our initial inventory, you know, getting it into the cans.
Yeah.
Which, to go back, I mean, we had that good 8 weeks where we were shut down, and we had, I mean, the people in Apex, we sold a lot of cans.
Which is great.
We had a lot of customer loyalty, which was great to have that pivot. But I think there's, you know, to Nate's point earlier, is catching back up to the staples. We had our release for a new IPA last week, and then he's got a couple more recipes back into the planning that we were planning prior to everything, you know, going down. And we're finally starting to get back into the new releases.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a couple beers getting ready. I'll let him explain it a little bit more. But yeah, so everything's been a change. And, you know, to go back to the point about the events, you know, prior to we got shut down the 18th, we were 2 weeks out from our fourth anniversary, which it's months worth of planning. It's
right,
just like,
right.
No, you know, I've been working for the last 90 days trying to get this thing set up with beers and everything that we had.
Yeah, and I got to think that's probably one of your most profitable days, I would think, because you draw a huge crowd. I've heard other brewers say that their festival or their open house or whatever it is, their anniversary, is their largest day.
Yep.
And for some of them, that's a lot of money, right? It's an important day just to keep the doors open.
But back to that point, so we did have a couple special releases with the cans because beers that we had planned for the festival, we canned up.
You canned them, right.
Yeah, so we did have some good days from that. But, again, just making adjustments and going from there.
But I was curious, like with Nate, what I was asking, I think you had to, for those who are listening, Nate, did you have to get up and, like, check something there real quick? What were you checking?
Just brewing beer.
Brewing beer. So we are in the in the final stages here of the Whirlpool and about the transfers. So
it needs to be watched.
Yes.
I heard a watched pot never boils. But anyway. No, but I was curious. You have the time now. You're stuck at home, you know, whatever it is, or you're stuck here because you're brewing. Like, you might have more idle time. So I was curious if there was something that outside of some of the new things that you wanted to release, if you were going to get a little crazy with it. Because you got time.
Something mad scientist.
We have time, but then you also have to start looking at your resources now,
which are
tighter than ever.
True.
So also in looking at new releases, you know, you have to take the market into account. Normally it's been, okay, what can we do for a release? Maybe wrap an event around it, try to get people into the tap room.
Yeah.
But now when looking at a new release, it's like, okay, well, what can we do for a bottle or for a can?
Gotcha.
Maybe a cool label, because trying to wrap something else around that,
It's not as fun as I want it to be, is what you're saying.
It's not.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Yeah, you sit around and then you start, you know,
reality
about things,
reality
then,
kicks your ass. Yes. You're like, oh, no, you know what? I can't put out some like bizarre sour IPA with a fun name or whatever it is. Like, no, I need to make this.
Yeah, yes. Joe, for those of us that are business owners at the table, which is everyone except for you.
Oh, here, stop
so,
it. This is why we get one stars on the podcast.
These right? times are not that great for most businesses unless you sell masks or toilet paper or sanitizer.
Hey.
Then you're doing great.
Don't talk to me about what's good for business, what's bad for business. Who's the one doing sports talk radio without sports?
Without sports.
Don't talk to me about that.
But I do want to touch on something Ken said. Loyal customers.
Yeah.
Early in COVID, we talked a lot about how many breweries and the Brewers Association doing these polls and how many people said they can make it 60 days or 90 days and they're done, and how many can make it 6 months or nine or whatever. I am amazed, honestly, as a business owner for a long time and knowing what it takes to keep doors open and having not run a brewery but been around the brewing business now for 7 or 8 years through this podcast and 919 Beer, I'm amazed at how few have folded. Now, with that said, there's probably some that are on the ropes and holding on and may eventually fold. But, and I'm sure there's some PPP money out there. I know a lot of my brewer friends got PPP money, so which is great. But that's run out now for most everybody. And unless there's a second round, and you know, depends on what you listen to, there's some conversation. Triangle Business Journal has been talking a lot about that. But the loyal customers that stepped up to get in their car, place an order, and to drive through has just been amazing to me. Because you think, okay, well, X brewery or Y brewery may have that loyal following, but does Z? I think Z does as well. And that's the thing, the little small brewery that's in some remote place that you don't think about as you guys here with Villages or Apex or Trophy sitting over there on Maywood or downtown, you think they've got that following because they've got people. But these little remote places that are still having those same, telling those same stories, I've been really impressed with that. So it speaks to what you guys do in creating community.
Nah, and again, what we've been talking about since the beginning here is trying to establish that community and having great customers. I mean, the amount of cans, like Ken mentioned earlier, that we've sold in the last 3 months is probably more than we've sold in a year and a half, to be honest with you, because mm-hmm. that's never been our business model, right?
Yeah.
So to still have people not just go to the grocery store to buy beer, but actually come to the brewery, actually come ask us, hey, how are you guys doing? Or coming in and buying a case rather than maybe just a four-pack or something. It again, reaffirms what we've been doing this whole time.
So I'm noticing on the big chalkboard over there, it says, welcome home. You know, we missed you. And you got those are Fuji.
Yeah,
those are Instax.
Right.
I know my instant cameras.
That's right.
I know my instant cameras. That is not a Polaroid. That is an Instax Fuji. So, you know, obviously that is a thank you to everybody that's been supporting you. But I also noticed that Run Club is still taking place. You guys are still doing Run Club? No.
No,
you just left it on the board?
It's kind of a hope and a whim.
Okay.
That, you know, and the funny part is you know, everything below the welcome home, that was all new set up, I think, right before everything shut down.
Oh, really?
So we were taking pictures of all of our, you know, loyal customers everything set up. So it's kind of been a bit of a memento to us throughout this whole thing of, like, wow, this is...
It's been a while since...
It's been a while.
Yeah, it caught my eye that it said Run Club on there. And because, you know, like my dudes at Runology... They've had to cancel all.
I think
of
everybody has, but I still think you get that. Runners are like the herd mentality you talk about.
Yeah.
But a herd of cows.
Yeah.
They're accustomed to coming to feed on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Thursday nights.
In this case, Thursday, here. Yeah.
They're accustomed, so they still run.
Yeah.
It may not be an official run, but they run. They get here. They drink a beer. They go home. They do the same things, and the same things happen.
So is there an unofficial thing going on?
We have that. So. People that have been participating in Run Club, we've had a few of them come. We don't have the official runs anymore.
Sure,
but
sure.
They still come out Thursday nights, and you know they'll still meet up and socialize in their smaller groups and keep their social distancing. So we still have a Run Club presence on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you're going to get that whether you have, if you took it off the board and didn't have anything official, you'd still have it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they do have that herd mentality of they get into that, coming to the trough.
But still good to see them. I mean, Thursdays, you get in a routine of seeing certain people on certain days, especially with the events. So to still just be able to see some of those people and still come out. And
absolutely. So what are your hours now? I mean, did you change your hours from what you were before?
We did. We adjusted them a little bit. So obviously we're closing up a little bit earlier. We're actually opening a little bit earlier. So every day we open at during the week, Monday through Thursday, we're 3 to 9.
Okay.
And then Friday, Saturday, we're noon to 9. And then on Sundays, we're noon to 7. It's a little bit of adjustment. We're opening up an hour early just because we know people are home.
Yeah.
They might want to come and get some packaging to go or come out for beer a little bit earlier. And then obviously we're just shutting down early just with everything going on, you know, staying open as late as we used to. It just didn't seem like it fit right now.
Yeah. Are you keeping a regular schedule with food trucks or is that hit or miss?
Yes. So the food trucks have been our guy Johnny takes care of that. He's been in communication with them. I mean, obviously, all those guys are small business owners,
yep,
too, and they've been hit just as hard as anybody else. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, for them to have a spot, even whilst we were, technically not open, just doing curbside and walk-in for to-go package, we started scheduling back the food trucks.
Right.
And, and that's always a good response. It's especially during that 8-9 weeks where you couldn't really do anything, or at least you got to go to the grocery store,
right,
or you got a break to come into the brewery, grab a couple four packs, or go to the food truck to get something different. But yeah, so the food trucks are back on the regular schedule. We've got one just about scheduled every day, and then two on Saturday, like you saw.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
So going forward, what do you want? Because phase two just got, as of this recording, phase two just got extended out to August 7th, I think it was. How much of that is, I mean, you're used to it now, so I'm guessing that the extension of phase two doesn't phase you in any way?
No, not really. I mean, we'll just keep going.
Yeah.
I think with all this we've learned, and maybe just about everybody, is that, you know, you're optimistic, but realistic is another thing. So
right,
you go ahead and plan for the extra couple weeks regardless. So I think we already knew that it was going to be extended.
Okay.
Coming into it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, like, any perusal of the news, you can kind of get the idea that, this ain't happening anytime soon.
Just to, like, go back when we went to phase two actually happened. That's why we were kind of just like, all right, well, we'll just keep kind of operating for another week, make the adjustments. So we'll make the adjustments as we go. But
okay. So what would you – what's ideal?
Ideal, it'd be all gone by fall, right?
Yeah. Well.
But no, that's not. So we're – right now we've got a – we were just talking about it yesterday. We're on a six-month plan as far as what we're doing here. And, again, we'll keep finally trying to bring out the brews and getting the – inventory back up. I mean, the nice thing about being able to be at least at 50% and start getting some of that taproom sales back is we still got the can sales, and we still have people that are easing back in or maybe just not comfortable with coming out, and they still want to, you know, come out and just grab a four-pack to go. So we're still selling a lot of cans. We're still offering the curbside. And then, getting that taproom sales back. So it allows us to get a little bit more back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take any bit of normal as we can.
Yeah, and I like to say you're working on a 6-month plan because it tells me that you've got a plan to be here in 6 months.
Oh yeah.
Because I think there's probably a lot of them that are working on that 6-day plan.
Sure.
Because they don't know how they're going to get to next week or payroll. And it's sad. I mean, we're 325-ish breweries in the state right now, and you know, where's that going to be 12 months from now?
Right.
Let's hope it's 320. Eight, you know, let's hope somebody, because there's still guys out there opening up breweries.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, and girls.
And that's always tough, right? So there, you know, some of it's opportunity meets luck. I mean,
yes,
to his point with the can inventory, we never had that many can inventory whenever
it was just good business planning.
No. You guys totally need to own that.
That's right. That's good business. I was sitting when he was talking, that's good business planning. You knew something was coming. You just didn't know what.
You know, and a part of that, we've been here almost 4.5 years, and you know, it takes a long time for a small business to get established. So,
yeah.
We're happy that we've gone through the 4 years, and you know, we're able to, I guess, ride the storm right now, right? So,
well, what did I say? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. When I started building homes in 2003, Great Recession hit me in 2008. We came out of it strongly in 2012 for 3 years. it made me a better person, a better business person.
Sure.
So, yes, I mean, I think there's a lot of you guys that really do sit and think about it and plan ahead and understand how you're going to get to the next phase. When it turns, you're going to be well positioned.
Yeah. And then, I mean, just trying to learn from it. So, to Nate's point earlier, we probably sold more cans in the last couple months than we did in the past year and a half. Well, now we've got a lot of canning experience, and we've gotten that process a lot more efficient for us. So hopefully when things start to change, we can be more well-suited to maybe look at other avenues as well.
Do you think that consumers will rush to get back to how it once was, or do you think that there is a shift that, okay, we'll play a hypothetical. Let's say that they actually, I saw this reported by the AP. There was a vaccine that helped with antibodies for COVID, and they're going to go into the testing phase. And this is a good sign.
This is
a great sign, right? But do you think that it'll kind of get back to where it once was, or do you think that this actually is going to permanently shift some of the business?
I think you're going to see a shift, and when I say a shift, something you got to plan for. So, probably year shift, right?
Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, I think,
because like in sports, I know this is not going back to normal anytime soon, right?
I think people are going to want to see whether it's 6 months, and everybody's different. Whether
sure.
it's 6 months, 12 months of normal numbers looking good before you finally get back to normal.
So before we say goodbye, and again, appreciate you guys having us out here at Southern Peak. What do people need to know for the next couple of weeks with y'all while we're still in phase two? Just kind of a refresher of what's available. It's first come, first serve if you want to come out here.
Sure. We're still here. Obviously, we have 50% seating throughout indoor and outdoor. We're open every day. We'll have the food trucks out there every day as well. Mm-hmm. And we're still offering the to-go packaging and curbside for the people that want to do the takeout and the carryout. So we'll be here, and as I said, we'll keep planning, and our plans are for the next 6 months at least.
We got one more business question before we get out of here. On your package to go, your curbside, how has that been affected by your being able to open at 50% capacity? Because one of the things we've talked about on this is, do breweries continue to offer curbside once we get back to normal, whatever normal is going to be? So what have you seen in that first 8 weeks where that's all you could do versus now you're 4 weeks into 50% and cans? How's your percentage there? Are you still selling a ton of cans? Is it 50% of what you were at your capacity, or is it 70% still?
I think we're probably about 60-40. It's switched back.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I say curbside. So we're starting to get to a point where there's not a ton of people asking for curbside.
Okay.
Like calling in and us to actually taking it
out
to the car. But they still do just come in.
Still coming in.
You know, go to the cooler, grab it, come up to the counter, and then.
So for our practical purpose, it's still packaged to go.
Right.
Right.
So our package to go is, and we're always going to offer that, and it's something that we'll keep focusing on. And I know you were in the back, Nate, but it's something that we seem to learn a lot from, get more efficient as far as canning. So hopefully.
As Nate shakes his head.
Yeah. As we move forward, that'll be, you know, go back to things you learn and make it a strength.
Yeah.
You got it. I was going to say, we're just wrapping things up, and just, I was curious if you're paying attention to the podcast. Nate's been busy. He's been running back and forth, you know, making sure everything's. McLovin's the name of one of.
You have, one of the tanks. Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the tanks. You got McLovin. What is that? Talladega.
Tallahassee.
Okay.
Zombieland.
More movie references.
Oh, that's funny.
More movie references. No, it's just I was curious, you know, with the phase two being in effect for a few more weeks, this kind of becomes people are just kind of used to this sort of thing. And Wayne had asked about, like, just, okay, if people are getting more and more comfortable just buying packages and to goes and coming here and getting the stuff directly from you, I mean, it might kind of like permanently change the biz.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do think there's still that fair share of people that want to get out and want to actually have a cold pint, sit down and
I agree, because I'm really enjoying the fact that the one of the side benefits of having to take the podcast mobile is because Capital Broadcasting is not letting anybody in the studio, and understandably so, has been the, oh, yeah, this is nice to get out back to a brewery and have, like, a cold beer. Like, yeah, yes, I mean, I think
for me, it's been, again, as we mentioned earlier, beer is a community.
Yeah.
Or beer is social.
Yeah.
And being able to get back out, and it's only a select group of three or four people that I will sit at the table and drink a beer with when we go out. But I've been able to do it once or twice a week for the last few weeks. Instead of 5 or 6 days a week, or sometimes 7 days a week, because I could walk to different places. But it's nice to be able to, after for 12 weeks or 14 or whatever it was, that I just sat at home almost all day every day. It's great to be able to get back out and to see other people. And I'm an energy guy. I feed on energy. So when you walk into a tap room full of people and it's loud, and there's, whether it's TV's on or whether it's just whatever, it's the energy. And I've missed that.
We all have. We all have. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, thanks for having us out. It's good to catch up. Glad things are going well and that the community continues to support y'all. That's always great to hear. And I think this has been a common occurrence with the breweries that we've talked to now that we've been kind of taking it on the road here while in the middle of phase two, that it's heartwarming to see that people actually will continue to support the businesses that are part of that community that you mentioned.
Absolutely.
So that's great to hear. Next week, we will be out at Crank Arm in downtown Raleigh.
You and Adam will be, because it's my week to be gone.
It's your week to be off. It's your week to be off. It's summer. Everybody's got their vacation stuff going on. If you missed any of the 919 Beer podcast over the last couple of weeks, we are available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it. We are out there. 5 stars only. Don't let Wayne's constant talk about being a business owner get in the way of a good rating. All right? I've seen it happen before. We don't want it to happen again.
It's just when you tell them how to run the business.
We will. I do not. We will see you all next week.
Cheers.
You've been listening to the 919 Beer Podcast with hosts Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt. Don't forget, there are many ways you can listen to this podcast, including streaming at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app. And you can also subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn. This podcast also airs Saturday mornings at 8 on Buzz Sports Radio. Thanks again for listening to the 919 Beer Podcast.